Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show, where we're here with Scott Grant, director at London South East, who's going to look at what's hot on the boards there.
Yeah, hi, Zach. Yeah, of course, it's LSE.co.uk. Any figures I mention now is at close of play on the 7th of November. Always start with our most traded. We've got the same top five, so becoming a bit boring, but never mind. That said, we've got a new number one, which is Sirius Minerals. They closed at 24 and a quarter pence yesterday. Then moving on to the most chat activity. Possibly not surprising, Sirius is also number one there. In the last 7 days, they've had over 2,500 chat posts written about them. Number two, most chatted, is Sapura, and number three is Sound Energy. Quite interesting, I mentioned there, Sapura being the second most chatted about. They finished yesterday, 7th of November, at 21.75 pence, their share price, and they were actually in the top risers list. The rise yesterday was 17.57%, and I think it was actually as a result of they notified the market about their discussions with the Chinese firm Hytera, and not just the fact of a merger or a takeover or whatever it might be, it's more that it was looks like it'd be a cash transaction. So for a private investor, I guess that's quite interesting that Hytera have got the cash just to perhaps assimilate Sapura. So quite a nice, easy, positive transaction. Hence, they found their way into the top risers list yesterday.
Right, that's a walkie-talkie group. So it's nothing to do with obscure mining somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely. I didn't mention what Sapura did, as you said. Yes, it's the, that's a good way to phrase it, the walkie-talkie group, yeah.
Okay.
Well, certainly by Terra or anyway. Also hot at the moment on the site, very interesting yesterday, the AIM-listed YOLO Leisure and Technology PLC, so it's not what young people say, YOLO, it's more a company. They saw very large trading volumes yesterday, almost actually 75 million shares were traded in YOLO. That's somewhat to do with them raising £2.5 million via a share placing. So their price yesterday was 1.2 pence and their share placing was at 1 pence. So I guess that appeared very good value for anyone actually putting money in. I said they raised £2.5 million, and I think £1.4 million of that is actually then going on to an investment in the company Magic Media Works. So exciting times, perhaps, if you're looking at YOLO, a YOLO investor.
Right, I heard some celebrities are in there as well, so it gives it a bit
of a start. Yeah, Sheryl Crow and people like that endorsing it, Stephen Fry. So if you like the celebrity culture and you think that's a powerful thing, perhaps YOLO may or may not be the one for you. I'll leave you with ShareViews, our TV show, which is very successful, and thank you for your hosting. Alan Steele was on it last week talking to you. He was refreshingly candid. He was talking about the secrets of investing, interesting comments about a number of the top fund managers like Neil Woodford, the guys at Troy and Mighton, and also really interesting, finished off with a little, I suppose, a tip about the potential he feels behind Latin America, and perhaps that you should get an ETF or something in your pension fund or in your portfolio to take advantage of Latin America in the next 3 or 4 years.